You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV. You can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. And of course, you can download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about driving material growth with social media and WordPress. And joining us for that conversation from Spotlight Instagram feeds, I'd like to welcome to Press This, Mr. Mark Zara. Mark, welcome to Press This.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you here. For those listening, what Mark is going to cover today is his thoughts on how social media and WordPress content can work together to drive growth. More than just social share buttons on your WordPress sites. Don't worry, we're going to get some advanced strategies here. But specifically, how Instagram represents a unique opportunity with WordPress content and ideas that you can use to leverage WordPress as an engine for social media, and the other way around, leveraging social media as an engine for WordPress. So I'm very curious about this. I've gotten to see some of Mark's examples ahead, so I'm very excited about today's episode. Mark, the first question I'm going to ask you that I ask every guest is briefly tell me your WordPress origin story.
Sure. So I never had any intention of being involved in WordPress or in tech when I was younger. So I was actually doing an architecture course about 10 years ago. And at the same time, I was playing field hockey, and I was asked to contribute to the handling of the website of that club. And it was a WordPress site. So that was the first time I had actually used WordPress. I fell in love with the ease of use of it. And basically a couple of years after that, I was doing some online courses in HTML and CSS. And at the same time, I met Jean Galère, who's the founder of WP Mayor. He's also my first cousin, so we hadn't seen each other in a while. He came over, he saw what I was doing. And basically he told me sort of, are you interested in working with WP Mayor, maybe writing some content here and there? And eventually that first blog post led to where we are today, where I'm running his company, basically.
Oh, very interesting. So you're there in Malta with Jean?
I'm in Malta. Jean's actually living in Spain right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did not know he moved. I'm a big fan of WP Mayor and got to know Jean over the years. He's one of my favorite WordCamp buddies when we're at the same WordCamp together. So glad to hear that connection there. And you know, it's funny, my first time I ever built a website was in 1999, like a full website. I'd worked on websites before, but like built my own from scratch was a website for my soccer team. So it wasn't WordPress though, but that's kind of funny. You got into it from the field hockey team. Why did they decide that you would be the one to manage the website?
Honestly, at the time, I was the only one sort of technically adept to actually do something like that. Most of the team either older or didn't have time for it. I was involved in the committee. Like I had just gotten involved in the committee. And yeah, they just asked who would be interested. I gave it a shot and I'm glad I did.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm glad it's worked out for you. So you kind of told us how you got going with John there, your cousin, and I guess John's company, their parent company is Rebel Code, if I'm not mistaken. And then you're spending a lot of your energy around Spotlight Instagram feeds, which I guess is part of Rebel Code. But could you tell us a little bit, like tell us the true version of all that, not my paraphrasing?
Sure. Okay. So Rebel Code has under it three main projects at the moment, which are WP Mirror. Then we have the WP RSS aggregator plugin and Spotlight, which is the latest one. So actually Spotlight grew out of the RSS aggregator plugin. So over the years, we were asked to support social media feeds through RSS feeds. And even though originally most of those platforms used to provide RSS feeds, over the years, they either removed them, abandoned them, or they weren't very well supported. So third-party services came into play there, and some of them were available to convert the social media content into RSS. Again, over the years, even those third-party services started to die down. So we had the feedback from our users telling us we want, aside from importing content and curating content, we would like to curate social media content as well. So we started looking into that niche and looking into social media plugins. And in early 2020, basically, we decided we're going to give this a shot. Based on the market research we did, we decided to focus on Instagram. It was the biggest market and the one with the most potential, in our opinion, to benefit both creators and brands, small and big, within the WordPress space. So we started growing it from there. And in late June of last year, we launched Spotlight's free version. And around 2 or 3 weeks later, we launched Spotlight Pro. And yeah, now we're Spotlight's running on around 25,000 websites overall, about 13 months in.
Wow, that's pretty good for such a short period of time. And it sounds like, just to kind of play that back, it might also be the first lesson of this podcast is you had the RSS aggregator plugin, which presumably was allowing people to show RSS feeds within their WordPress content. Sound about right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Now the web's changing though, right? Like RSS is being less favored and deprecated in a lot of senses. And so therefore the it's not as valuable a medium as it maybe once was. And so the web is changing. And in this case, kind of in the social engagement part is changing. And so you're also kind of changing your strategy here in this case to focus on Instagram because the opportunities you saw there relative to WordPress sites. So is that fair to say like that's the first lesson is to, you know, evolve as things evolve here and thinking about your web WordPress content and social, or am I reaching at straws here, Mark?
No, definitely the direction it's going in, but more than changing priorities, it's more sort of expanding. So the RSS plugin is still actually growing. So even though RSS feeds as technology is being seen as something that's sort of dying out, in reality, we're seeing that it's not. So it's definitely still being used extensively across the world on different types of sites, be it a news aggregator or even just a simple blog or a simple business site. But yes, tying that in with social media content as well, it seems to be where the biggest potential is, making use of both of them together.
Well, I love RSS, so that's good to hear. You're seeing the success there. I see the deprecations happening here and there, and I'm like, no, RSS is so great. But glad to hear you're seeing that success on that front and kind of evolving your strategy. So my next question, though, is like, what do you see as the common strategy for using WordPress and social media together? Like I made a joke earlier, like this episode is more than about share buttons on your menu, but is that like what most people do, or do you think you see it differently?
Yeah, so the typical expectation of it is, yeah, social sharing buttons, maybe automatically posting your, for example, blog posts to social media through different scheduling tools that are out there. But the idea of incorporating your social media content onto your website maybe isn't as widespread as it should be, in my opinion, given the benefits of it. So social sharing buttons are great. Automatically posting to social media is great. But there's a third aspect to it, which is the incorporation of that social media content that you publish in back into your website in one way or another, which I think is the area that a lot of people might miss out on, but it's something definitely to be considered.
But they, like, people have been burned, right? Like, you had these widgets that you could embed from Facebook, and then Facebook changed the way they worked in drastic ways. And like, is do you think like that's what's driving people to not look into kind of publishing social content on their WordPress site? Or do you think there's something else driving that?
Possibly to some extent, yes. So there was the OEmbed issue where they stopped supporting those. In reality, that's where plugins like Spotlight come in, because we take the hassle of those kind of problems away from the user and handle those ourselves. So we keep on top of the API, we keep on top of the changes that are being done. And so long as platforms like Instagram don't entirely stop their APIs from one way or another, we handle the rest for you. So if they change anything, we're the ones to take care of making sure that your feeds don't break.
And you have a monetization mechanism through it that's tied to your business and the specifics of the business you're within. And so therefore, someone might have more faith that you would keep it maintained as the systems evolve than, I guess, the side project these embed widgets might be for social media networks. Is that high level a good just way to think about it?
Yeah, definitely. For us, it's a revenue generating tool that we create. So we don't just do this sort of for the fun of it. It is a business at the end of the day. So we're looking to maintain it for ourselves. And at the same time, given the extent to which we've developed Spotlight in terms of certain features, it's also a monetization tool for the creators and the brands that use our plugin. So great. We know that abandoning that's not really an option for them either.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So I do want to dive a little bit more into the strategy, into the specifics, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY Podcast System within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of our episode talking about driving growth with social media and WordPress. Right before the break, our guest, Mark Zara, was explaining a little bit about what he thought the combined kind of the common strategy was. And Mark, you said, I'm going to go back to my notes here, but you said kind of the typical sharing strategy. I'm going to have some share buttons, post scheduling, which I think is a common strategy, but maybe not common enough. And then the other part, which was bringing in social media content into your website. But we talked about, you know, some of the embed widgets that kind of were deprecated from Facebook and others causing issues, but the role of plugins and kind of making that a more reliable feature in your content strategy, which I thought was a smart way to look at that. So my next question for you, Mark, is, you know, what value do you think people miss in their combined and social WordPress and social media strategy? And I think your answer is going to be, you know, bringing that social content into the website. But like, why is that valuable? Why would you consider that to be the biggest piece you think people miss?
Yeah, so there's a number of benefits to doing it. So firstly, and it's our tagline on our website as well, there's a social proof aspect of it. So you can put whatever content you want on your website. But at the end of the day, for brands, for example, and for creators, that's just what you're saying. Whereas if you put Instagram content over there, whether it's your own Instagram posts and you're showing the likes and comment counts and even the comments themselves, or if you're using hashtag feeds or tagged post feeds where you're basically sharing user-generated content, you're adding social proof to your website, you're adding social proof to your brand, and you're making it feel more authentic and more fresh than if you're just posting sort of your own content, your own galleries or something like that. And it's also automatically updated. So you don't need to maintain content on both your website and Instagram, for example. All you have to do is post to Instagram and your website's automatically updated. So you're saving time, you're saving money, which is going to be very beneficial long-term. But I think there are three main things which maybe most people miss, which is the fact that sharing your Instagram content on your website means you can share it with non-Instagram users. So we know that Instagram locks your content behind a login. So unless you have an Instagram account, you cannot view an Instagram profile of any brand or any creator that you want. And given that something like 70% of the 1 billion plus active users on Instagram are under the age of 35, there's a much larger audience above that, which you're probably not reaching through Instagram. So by sharing that content on your website and exporting it there and making it available to a much wider audience, you have a much better chance of increasing engagement of either, or maybe even increasing your Instagram followers, or getting people to follow you there who are not following you. And it opens up a completely different world to your brand and to your business.
Okay, so you know the social proof component is really interesting, because like I remember speaking to someone just even last week about their website, and we were talking about social proof, and we were talking about testimonials and things like that, positive customer statements. And the person I was speaking with was like, well, I don't have, you know, approved testimonials I can publish on my site. And my question back was then, well, do you have any tweets that are kind of quote already public in that way that you could reference? And, you know, I know a lot of people do that, but we'll kind of quote manually do it. I think like having a tool, and it's good that y'all have that for, Instagram, to be able to kind of quickly pull those in and display them in the right context. I could see that being really beneficial. Is that a common use case for Spotlight Instagram feeds?
Yeah, we're seeing it become more common for Spotlight Pro. So Spotlight Pro, the premium version, supports hashtag feeds and tagged post feeds. So basically you get to share user-generated content, and there are filtering options within Spotlight, for example, for hashtags or for keywords, or even manual moderation, where you get to handpick the posts that are shown. And there are brands out there who have hashtag campaigns or who get some sort of testimonial or review through Instagram. So for example, they get their Instagram profile tagged on a post, which is featuring their product because someone loves their product. And that is, at the end of the day, social proof. It is a testimonial, it is a review in itself. So it's harder to ask someone like that for a written review, but by sharing their Instagram post on your site, it basically has the same effect, if not better, because there's a visual aspect to it as well.
Sure. So I'm guessing that when you're using these strategies, especially if you're using things like hashtag feeds, though, that curation is going to be a big part of it. You talked about like manual curation, which I'm guessing means that I'm going to approve them one by one. What about things like keyword based, like maybe basically block lists, like bad words, or I guess if it's a testimonial page, maybe I'm using a negative keyword for things like stinks or is bad or I'm so mad. You know what I mean? Like you're showing this on your site. You're not necessarily like a result in a social search engine feed or something like that. But like, how do you think of that? Less manual curation, but still curated.
Yeah, so Spotlight has filtering options in there. So we have keyword and key phrase filtering, and we have hashtag filtering, which can be feed specific because you can create multiple feeds in Spotlight, multiple galleries, and can be global as well. So you can exclude any posts which contains a particular keyword or a particular phrase, like you mentioned there. If they're using a particular hashtag from a competitor, for example, you can include that as sort of the block list, so you don't show posts that have that hashtag. And then the moderation can come in after that. So the manual moderation can be much easier if you have the other filtering in place, because it weeds out the majority of the negative ones. And the moderation, there's two options. So you can either only show the posts that you select or hide the posts that you select. So in that case, only showing the post you select will be the most beneficial because the filtering would handle the initial phase. And then let's say once every few days, once a week, you would go in, check what new posts there are and approve the ones that pass whatever tests that you have.
Okay, that makes sense. So I think the other thing you kind of pointed out there, I mean, what you described there in terms of moderation, you know, is a little bit of work, but it's not as much work as creating, you know, fresh content all the time, right? Like I always talk to people about starting blogs is like, it's an infinite amount of work, right? Because you have to always keep it updated with content. But like the other key benefit you mentioned earlier was the fact that, you know, at least for parts of your site, you're basically getting fresh content all the time. Have you seen any creative examples of that, say beyond things like social proof or reviews? Like, you know, I don't know, but just some creative use of using, in your case, I guess, Instagram, but maybe other social things in a WordPress context where you have fresh content that's being kind of fed by these social posts.
Yeah, so there was actually one that was very early on in Spotlight. I think the site is still running as well. So this was over a year ago, where there was an Instagram account which basically listed classic cars for sale in the US, but I think it was like cheaper classic cars, for example. And it had basically sort of a listing of classic cars for sale within specific areas. And it was filtered essentially by hashtag. So the people following an Instagram account can search a particular hashtag and they know in which state it is or which model car it is and so on. And they created actually a website for that Instagram account. And the entire homepage was the Instagram feed, full width, full page Instagram feed. And each post would open up in a pop-up. And in the sidebar, we have an option to put a call to action button, which would link to anything that you want. So in this case, they were linking it to the listing.
Yeah, the whole thing is powered by that one account. That's a really clever example. Obviously, people are going to maybe think about this strategy in different ways for their own site. But I always love those extreme examples to like be like, see what's possible. I thought that was really cool. I also liked how you mentioned like showing your own posts and showing the fact that it has likes and shares. I always there's a song lyric I really like in this context. It goes, nothing attracts a crowd like a crowd. And, you know, I think, you know, showing that social proof and showing the engagement of your own posts, of course, require less curation, but still, you know, kind of give you that halo benefit of, you know, others of your audience seeing that other people actually like what you have to say too, which I thought was a pretty cool point. I want to talk to you though about Instagram. Like you all decided there with Rebel Code that Instagram was the path for your next plugin. You've kind of mentioned it a few times here, of course, as like the kind of quintessential merging of content and social in the WordPress context. But I want to dive into why you think that. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the start of our very last segment of this episode of Press This. We're interviewing Mark Zara about driving growth with social media and WordPress. Mark, right before the break, you did a really good job of kind of breaking down the benefits of leveraging social content in your WordPress site. And, you know, I know y'all have focused as a business in this plugin on Instagram, and you've used it in a few of your examples and like, but why? Like why Instagram versus say some of the other social networks? Is there a unique opportunity here for WordPress sites in your view, or was it just unique for Rebel Code?
So the reason was twofold in this case. It was a business reason in the sense that market research showed that the biggest potential market is in Instagram in terms of user base and the potential for growing even the premium version. But even more importantly than that, we saw the most potential in terms of what's the most engaging platform at the moment. So Instagram, according to research so far, shows that it's the most, the platform that gets the most engagement in terms of likes and comments and these kinds of things. So we saw a lot of potential there and what can be done with Spotlight beyond the simple, it's called sort of gallery plugin, which is what most Instagram plugins do nowadays. So we looked at SaaS solutions, both Instagram and outside of Instagram, as well as other social media platforms. We saw what was being done outside the WordPress space and thinking what can be brought into WordPress and simplify it and put it directly within the dashboard rather than paying higher fees for SaaS services and having to, say, working out those integrations. And basically, we saw a lot of potential on that side. So we started looking into that, started working on specific ideas, looking into use cases, and came up with the basically roadmap for the first year or two of Spotlight, which we're still currently working on, and there's even more to come in the near future as well.
So it sounds like it's kind of twofold for you. You think one, there's a big opportunity in Instagram itself, and the data you saw seemed to indicate that it had the biggest potential for growth. The data you saw also said that Instagram was the most engaging of the social media platforms, at least at this moment. So you saw that opportunity as well. I'm guessing you probably also saw it just because like the format of Instagram plays better to a content site, right? Twitter is largely text, Instagram is largely images. Did that play in as well, or was that not part of your consideration?
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot more visual because of the imagery, because of the videos, and even Instagram's continuing to develop. So there's IGTV, which is now supported by the Instagram API. So it's supported by Spotlight. Hopefully they'll open up Reels as well. Stories are supported in Spotlight as well. So there was a lot more sort of engaging types of content that we can play around with Instagram rather than with Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. So there was a lot more room for growth for us and room to experiment with different ideas, which aren't necessarily done by other plugins or even SaaS solutions.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, we've done a few episodes on stories. I was going to ask you if y'all support that. It's interesting to hear you do. And I know the stories world maybe is a whole other episode and a whole other topic, but it is interesting to think about like the different content formats you could perhaps, you know, leverage on your site from Instagram, or I guess in the broader sense, even other social networks. But it sounds like from the high level again, from Rebel Code's or from the industry's perspective, you know, your view is biggest opportunity for growth with Instagram, most engaging, which is going to make that social proof work better, which I think makes a lot of sense. I think it sounded like though for Rebel, that part of it was there wasn't a lot of great answers for WordPress sites to do this. A lot of them were SaaS options that existed. And so therefore the traditional plugin model was kind of absent in this sense. And then what was available or is available is primarily a gallery, which makes sense for Instagram, but obviously is kind of like maybe the bare minimum you might want as you thought about Instagram content on your WordPress site. Is that about right?
Yeah, pretty much. So we did a lot of market research. We looked at all the WordPress plugins out there. The majority of them were just galleries. Those that did a bit more than that, like shoppable feeds, which Spotlight can do as well. They were typically smaller plugins, not very well supported, haven't been updated in months or years, some Code Canyon, for example. So there was a lot of, the niche felt very fragmented in a way. So there was certain basic plugins, more complex ones, which were just focused on the complex parts. But in reality, we thought we can simplify all of this. So we focus very much on the user interface, focus very much on the user experience. We have a live preview when you're creating the feed, for example.
Well, that's
all other plugins are very much just settings lists, which is a bit boring at the end of the day.
Well, I'm glad y'all found that opportunity. Our last two episodes were actually on operating a plugin business in different aspects. And so it's good to hear about how y'all thought about, you know, building out Spotlight Instagram feeds and choosing that niche and your business decisions. Again, probably another episode, but Mark, this has been great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, David. It's been great.
Fantastic. If you'd like to check more about what Mark is up to, you can visit spotlightwp.com. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. We'll be right back.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.